It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story Kira by Zarin Q.
My name is Zarin Q. Rafa. I am 10 years old and I live in Mount Lebanon, Pittsburgh, PA. The name of my story is Kira. Kira E., the beaver, had just finished cleaning her lodge. She was just about to rest her legs when a huge wave crashed against her lodge. Oh no, thought Kira. She peeked in one of the cracks on her den. Outside, the rain was pouring. Then Kira noticed the water level was rising. She suddenly felt something wet on her feet. She looked down and saw water was getting into the lodge. Her lodge was going to flood! She tried to escape, but the waves just crashed her back inside. Meanwhile, her lodge was getting full of water. It was not long until Kira's den was full. Poor Kira was still trapped inside. The crashing wave slammed her against the wall, giving Kira bruises and cuts. It took several slams until the lodge broke into huge pieces. Kira desperately swam to land where she took shelter in an abandoned hole. When the storm was finally over, Kira looked at the remaining pieces of her old lodge. She was damp, cold, and hungry. Other animals that survived the storm safely offered her food and blankets. In no time, Kira had a sturdy new den built, complete with furniture and food. This den was on land, away from the water. Ever since the storm, Kira has been afraid of water. She refused to go hunting for fish, so she eats wild berries instead, which she detests because they are so sour. It even kept her from swimming, which was her favorite thing to do. It has only been a week since the storm happened, and Kira was already miserable. The whole week she has been stuffing her tummies with only sour berries. She also missed going swimming. Everybody missed the old Kira. They tried to encourage her to just swim again, but that was no use. Until one day, the lake's water started crashing with waves. All of the animals noticed stay away out of the water, except for one. A little bunny that was just a few weeks old was wandering around. Then he thought, how hard can these waves be? The little bunny cannonballed into the lake. Right at that moment, the mother noticed that her son was not home yet. Then she noticed her son getting crushed by the waves. Help! She cried. My son is trapped in the lake! When Kira heard the call, she immediately jumped into the water. The waves were hard, but she fought them. She didn't stop until she got to the little bunny and reached land. You're a hero, the mother bunny cried, hugging her son. After the rescue, Kira became Kira again. She also overcame her fear of water and built a new lodge on the lake's little island. After the rescue, Kira became the first lake's lifeguard. The end.
A wave crashed right into my house here, and so much water, oh dear, it filled me with fear. The storm left me bruised and battered. The house was torn and tattered, shed so many tears. I left to find a new dry land home. Far from the water I roamed, never thought I'd feel cheer. Help me, help me, help me. Won't you save my baby bunny? She can't swim, you see. I'll flee to thee. Now I'll be the lake lifeguard, yes indeed.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
Millie was a little baby. She loved being a bird because she was always doing fun activities like living in trees and eating worms. She moved trees a lot, but her favorite tree that she ever lived in was a... It was a beautiful green color and the perfect height. The tree's height was very important because Millie couldn't fly. Her lack of flying ability never caused her problems, up until one day at birdie school when her and her friends were playing. They were all in a field playing. During the game, a birdie named Emmy came over to Millie and asked her if she wanted to fly to her house to pick out a new game to play. Of course, Millie wanted to help, but she said, "Could we walk? I can't actually fly." Emmy turned to her and said, "What? How can you not fly?" Millie informed her that it was because she was afraid of heights. Emmy told her that she was going to fly home quickly by herself. But she told Millie to meet her at 4 o'clock. When 4 o'clock came around, Millie and Emmy met up. Emmy had brought a flying harness. She told Millie that she was going to teach her how to fly. Millie stood up while Emmy put the harness on her. They made their way up to the lowest branch on the tree because it was only feet off the ground. Emmy showed Millie how to flap her wings correctly and the way to lean in order to stay in the air. After practicing herself, Millie decided to try it out. She did a running jump off the branch, and before her wings could even go out, she crashed to the ground. "Ouch!" she cried. Emmy jumped to help her and put a pink glittery band-aid on the little cut of her foot. "Come on, let's try again," Emmy said. Millie didn't want to try again because it didn't go well the first time. However, she agreed because Emmy seemed so determined. Millie walked up to the branch again and jumped off. This time around, she was able to soar in the air and flap her wings before falling to the ground. She landed on top of but she jumped up with excitement and was ready to try again. With Emmy's help, she practiced flying more times. After practicing so many times, Millie decided that she wanted to try flying from a branch at the top of the tree. She climbed up, put on a pretty color of wing protectors, and ran to the edge of the branch. She jumped off, and before she could doubt herself, she put her wings out. It was flying. At first, she got scared when she looked down and saw everything looking so tiny beneath her, but then realized that it was a beautiful view. She soared higher and higher. She could even see the running around beneath her. After flying for 5 more, she flew back to Emmy. "You did it! You flew!" Emmy cried. Millie smiled and said, "I'll never be afraid of heights again." They hugged and decided to go fly together.